Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Edward O'Brien. To many Columbia Falls residents, the full closure of the local aluminum smelter was more a matter of when than if. That question was answered with certainty this week when Columbia Falls Aluminum Company announced it's permanently shuttering the plant. Local real estate agent Bill Dakin says this development was a long time coming.
This announcement, finally, an honest announcement that this plant will never refine aluminum again, is kind of a new day here.
The Columbia Falls Aluminum Company, commonly referred to as CFAC, stopped production in 2009 during the height of the recession. A small work crew has maintained the plant on the hopes the smelter pots, which require enormous amounts of electricity, would once again fire up. That day will never come. State Senator Dee Brown says Tuesday's announcement brings closure for the former CFAC workers who've patiently waited for solid answers about the plant's future.
And have had to do other things in the community, looking forward to always that carrot on the end of the stick. And finally, they've caught up to the carrot, and hopefully many of them, the union workers, will be employed in whatever Glencore is going to do as far as, you know, demolition and that type of thing.
Glencore is a Swiss commodities firm that purchased CFAC in 1999. The smelter was started by the powerful Anaconda Company in 1955. It was a local economic powerhouse for decades. At least two other companies purchased and subsequently sold CFAC prior to Glencore's ownership. Columbia Falls realtor Bill Dakin says to understand why the plant is closing, it's important to know why it opened in the first place. It boils down to post-war homeland security. Aluminum is an important lightweight metal, but North America has precious few aluminum ore reserves. It has to be mined and shipped in from overseas.
It was all about cheap power. It was all about the Bonneville Power Network. And when we started to see in the 80s these giant hydro facilities in China, Bolivia, the handwriting was on the wall.
That handwriting became more clear in 2006. Prior to then, business was booming in the American Northwest. 10 aluminum plants, including CFAC, and one paper mill purchased power directly from Bonneville Power. According to CFAC spokesman Haley Beaudry, that changed in 2006.
The price of power was just too high, and it was simply that there was more growth in the Northwest than there was ability to provide power for all of the industry, commercial, and homes for the people running those industrial and commercial facilities.
The recession hit a couple of years later, and that was the beginning of the smelter's end.
Aluminum prices around the world joined other commodities and the general economy and taken kind of a nosedive. The price of aluminum was down so far that we couldn't support a restart of the plant.
The CFAC plant itself has an 800-acre footprint on Glencore's roughly 2,500-acre property. An Environmental Protection Agency study found cyanide, arsenic, lead, and fluoride in groundwater on the site. EPA and Montana's Department of Environmental Quality are studying cleanup options. Senator John Tester and Governor Steve Bullock are pushing for a Superfund listing. CFAC's Haley Beaudry says that would be a bad idea.
I believe there are 18 Superfund sites in the state of Montana. Some of them have been Superfund sites since the inception of Superfund 31 years ago, and no site has been deemed complete.
EPA counters that most of Montana's Superfund sites are associated with past mining activities that affect large geographic areas and watersheds. The agency says by their very nature, the sites often require long-term attention. But Beaudry also says a Superfund listing makes it tough, if not impossible, to get financing for development projects and stigmatizes neighboring properties. Republican State Senator Dee Brown of Hungry Horse thinks Glencore has valid concerns.
I hope that they will work with the DEQ and, you know, take care of the pockets that might be out there and do it on a fast track so that we have some new jobs in our community. That's always been our goal.
Local realtor Bill Dakin, meanwhile, believes CFAC's ample access to roads, Bonneville power lines, and the BNSF Railroad makes it an extremely appealing property for some enterprising buyer or buyers. What's more?
The site is absolutely gorgeous. The beautiful plain looking out over the river, the base of the mountain, convenient to the recreational wonderland of northwest Montana. It's going to be a trophy property for its future purposes.
But Dakin's playing the long game on his prediction. He bets it'll take 5, 10, maybe 15 years for cleanup of the Columbia Falls Aluminum Company property. That's a long time, but he thinks it'll be worth the wait. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.